Sam mentioned child marriage a minute ago. Well, that's one issue that's been addressed at the national level in Malawi. A few weeks ago, the country's parliament increased the legal age of marriage from 15 to 18 years old. May not seem like a lot, but it is a huge step. Just ask Memory Banda. She's one of the people who pushed for that change. She's 18, and child marriage hits close to home for Memory. She remembers her younger sister, Mercy, growing up with dreams.
As a little girl, she'd always talk about how much she wanted to be a teacher. I remember when we were young and we were playing, she'd pretend as if she's a teacher and I am a student.
But as Memory explains, those dreams went by the wayside as Mercy got older.
As a little girl, she'd always talk about how much she wanted to be a teacher. I remember when we were young and we were playing, she'd pretend as if she's a teacher and I am a student.
But as Memory explains, those dreams went by the wayside as Mercy got older.
When my younger sister turned 11 years old, as it is in our tradition, we are told that you are now a grown-up girl. You are now ready for marriage. We go through initiation processes where we go into the camp, initiation camps, where we are taught how to become mothers. So in those initiation camps, the main emphasis is on how to satisfy a man. So having gone through those processes, when she came out as a little girl, she ended up being pregnant. It was so sad because our aunties, the family members, they took her to the man who impregnated her. She just dropped out of school and she was right away then married to the man.
How did her life change at that point? What did she do with herself during the day?
Her daily life has been pathetic because when I look at my sister today, we are so different. She looks way much older because of what she's going through.
Are you able to talk about this with her?
Yes. When she just got pregnant, I told her that you could go back to school. You are still young. You're only 11 years old. But it did not work out because she had so much pressure from my family, all those close to us. So she stayed in the marriage. And after that, in the marriage, she experienced so much tragedy. She got beaten up, sexual violence. And I wasn't surprised later on when the husband kicked her out of the house. And I remember that day she came home with her face bruised.
Just a few weeks ago, Malawi outlawed child marriage. It's taken 5 years of pressure from people like you, but Malawi in Parliament increased the legal age of marriage from 15 to 18 years.
Yes.
How is that possible? What did you do?
It has been an amazing journey because from the situation of my sister, I was able to connect with people in my community, with my fellow adolescent girls at that time. And we were able to share our views about what we wanted as young girls. We did this through Girls Empowerment Network and Let Girls Lead. They launched a child marriage campaign in my community. And we were opened up as young girls because I remember the leaders in my community, they denied that these things don't happen. But we were able to speak out and our voices got documented. And we're like, this is what is going on in our community. And they were like, oh, we are caught. We have to do something about this. So that is when our community leaders stood up and they were like, okay, so how do we deal with this? How can we stop this? That was when our community came up with bylaws protecting the girls in my community. But it also became a national concern through the media because our stories were shown to their national leaders.
The fact, though, that this took 5 years to get this law passed means also that a lot of lawmakers felt that, well, there's really not much of a problem with an 11-year-old bride.
Yes.
Do those attitudes still exist?
Young girls are still being taken away as young brides. That mentality is still there. We can have a law, but it can be a silent law if our government is not doing anything about it. We need new programs to monitor all these programs put in place.
So, Memory, your younger sister Mercy now has three kids. Has she told you what her hopes are for her children?
She is now 16. And I feel like she is still young, and she can still live in her hopes of becoming an educated person. Like she, I believe that she still has a chance. She can still live in her dreams. She can be still a teacher whom she wanted to be some 10 years ago. She still have that chance. So currently she still has a small baby, 9 months old, but her firstborn child is 5 years old. And this little girl, I remember one day she was like, I don't want to be like my mom. I don't want to be like Mercy. So for me, I feel like, yeah, the little girl knows what the mom went through. And I am pretty sure she also has greater hopes for her own future. So Mercy, she doesn't want her little girls to go through what she went through.
Memory Banda, an 18-year-old activist from Malawi. Memory, after hearing your story, I can assure you a lot of people are rooting for Mercy, your sister, to become a teacher someday.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.